Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee and Cream on Hail Varsity Radio with Andrew Rogers and Damon Benning.
Welcome back to the show. We've got the Sports Six Pack coming your way in a few moments. We've also got two for you. So if you want to play, give us a call, 888-638-4876. We are jam-packed this segment because we have Kevin Suits on deck and Kyle Boone in the hole to close out the show about college basketball alongside Damon Benning and Andrew Rogers. DB, you asked Shane, you asked Sam a question and he responded and you were like, wow, how did you know that? Like, how did you get to knowing that, hey, like, you haven't talked to Rule, you haven't talked to me about this in a separate time, but how did you know that he doesn't sit in with his...
He just doesn't want to be overbearing like that,
position
right?
groups, right? So, I was about to say during the break, I'm like, hey, and you're like, save it. Before I could say anything, you're like, save it. And here's what I was going to say. So, if you go back and listen to Coach Rule... Not in the spring press conference. If you go back to, just go to Nebraska's YouTube page, and you don't look at the spring practice one, but you go back to his previous press conference when he spoke for like 27 minutes, 28 minutes. Go to about the 22:50 mark of that interview.
What month?
This would have been the one right before spring break.
Oh, okay.
So like his most recent
one. Okay, so that Monday presser.
Right,
okay.
Right before... the spring practice one. So if you just track in the Matt Rule interviews, go back to about 22:50. Rule will say that he practices what he preaches. And what he means by that is you have to learn before you can teach.
Oh, yeah. I remember. That was the go-to. I love that line.
And so when he said that, though, it was all based.
Did you see when I wrote that down?
I did not see that, no. But when he said that, it was all based on him not sitting in Tony White's room because he felt he would say something, and he doesn't know the defense or system well enough yet to be able to teach. He needs to learn first. So he's not getting involved until he thinks his words are necessary. Yep. That's like the terminology he used.
Great call.
Priority is for everyone to get on the same page, right? With this staff, everyone needs to get on the same page. So what's he going to do? He's going to sit back and he's going to admire, because if he gets involved, now his decisions are going to outweigh Tony White's, and he doesn't even know what Tony White's going to say yet.
Man, I'm just kind of like lobbying for all these guys, and I try not to be – it's a hard balance for me, right? Because I love Nebraska, and I love my kids, and I love other kids in the community, you know, in particular. Like, let's say, for example, hypothetically – I'm Team Tyson Terry, right?
Hypothetically, I don't think you've ever gone out on a limb like that.
Hypothetically, I'm Team Tyson Terry. I'm Team Christian Jones, and I'm Team Caleb Benning, right? So, I ask a lot of questions about defense, and he told me he's like DB, listen, like I get it. People talk, you know, 3-3-5. You know, they talk 4-2-5, they talk 4-3. He's like, listen, we're about fits. And what I appreciate about Tony White is he's got to kind of get to know my style and kind of what I demand. But his quiet confidence and his belief in what he's doing, he's like, you got to remember. Like, I let him bring three of his guys, right? Like, that was a prerequisite. But the biggest factor that let me know that I got the right guy is Dino Babers wanted him to say goodbye to his guys at Syracuse. I said that I kind of vaguely referenced this yesterday. Mm-hmm. He goes, that let me know that I need to trust my gut and honor the fact that this is why I want him, for not for the system, but for the person he is, because he puts kids first. He said, do you know how many coaches? He's pumped up now. don't say goodbye to their kids. They disappear in the night. They don't. There's no statement when they leave. There's no. He goes, I'm a big believer in doing things the right way. So that's a guy that I know I need to sit back and listen to and take some things from, because his previous stop wanted to his kids to hear from him before he left. He said, do you know what the power is in that? And I'm just like, I'm trying to give the analogy, right? Like, would I give a chance to say goodbye to a place that I'm leaving because it meant so much to them that I was leaving and everybody was cool with that, that I'm taking a different job? Just kind of imagine what position you have to put yourself in to be like that.
And what does Rule make? What does Rule set whenever he gets – what's the F word whenever he gets to his destination? He is building a
– foundation.
Foundation, but also a family.
Yeah.
Right? And you're not just going to leave your family at just on a moment's notice without saying goodbye. Right? You've been building something for so long. You don't want to just dip out and be like, hey, it was fun while it lasted.
Deuces.
Right? No, you're gonna sit down with everybody and be like, hey, you know, this is why.
It's just fascinating.
Shane, let's play that intro. Sports six pack time.
You wanna do the sports six pack? I don't have the questions yet from you.
Well, just go ahead and play the intro and I'll send the questions. It's a great intro for the Zipline Brewery, and as our guy Cam said, the dear old Nebraska Brew is one of the best, one of the lightest, one of the perfect Nebraska beers for – it's the official alumni beer, if I'm correct. And it's just perfect to pair at a Husker basketball game or, you know, at your favorite tailgate. But they also have the Copper Alt, Dope, Juicy IPA, and Mosaic. They have a lot. They have a lot. Whatever tickles your fancy, check out Zipline for your favorite beer.
Question number one.
Who will be the one starter that makes the biggest leap this spring from last year?
What about Malcolm Hartzog?
Could potentially play a new position, too.
I liked how he was playing down the stretch. The secondary was dwindling, and he stepped up in a big way. I like Ethan Nation for the same reasons, but, you know, I like the guy that's undersized and undervalued to his opponent because of his size. And I feel like that guy plays with a lot of heart, a lot of tenacity, and he's going to prove that,
not a fake tough guy.
Right. Just because I'm small doesn't mean I can't maul you. I'm going to go with Hartzog.
That's a good pick. Graylin Arnold is a guy that played at Baylor. Played what they called the field safety. And it's a comp that he's given me to look at for the dude in my house, right?
Oh, okay, there.
Right. And it may be something that Hartzog does because he's kind of a hawk.
Mm-hmm. He is a ball hawk.
I like that because he's fresh in my brain. I feel like you guys are kind of like watching me because stuff is it's kind of weirding me out. But Sam's really weirding me out right now. Hartzog's a good one. I'm gonna take a leap of faith.
It's what you need to do with this question.
I'm going with Teddy Prohaska.
Nice.
One starter, not a very many times starter. That will take a huge leap.
Injury now, hasn't helped.
He may be a little too big, but he can't shrink his height. But I think they understand his mobility and mechanics and how to best utilize that. I'll take Teddy P.
Another good pick.
Question number two.
What would be the bigger story, Hurley to Providence or Micah Shrewsbury to Notre Dame? That's Bobby Hurley.
One more time.
What would be the bigger story, Bobby Hurley to Providence or Micah Shrewsbury to Notre Dame?
Shrewsbury to Notre Dame, because Hurley's not going to Providence. I don't think he can go to a private institution.
And you don't think he'd want to go to and reap
the financial benefits that I think at this stage in his career he's at. But Notre Dame can pay Shrews.
I think that would make Bobby Hurley the bigger story then, if you don't think he's going to go there. If it happened, I'll
take Shrews. But it could be a couple more jobs that come open. See what happens in Arizona with Lloyd.
Could you imagine Hurley in the Big East?
You got a lot of non-recruiting boo birds that are mad about Lloyd's in-game. And Oregon may all of a sudden come open.
Hey, if Hurley squared entered the Big East, I don't know, man. Bobby Hurley, he's kind of nuts.
Oh, you think? I'll take Shrews to ND if that happens.
Question number 4.
Oh, did I pass up 3?
You passed up 3. You're already hammered.
Okay, sorry. Wait. Do the guys, this is question 3, do the guys think Antoine Davis will be cheated out of a chance at breaking Pistol Pete's scoring record? And what do you think about Jason Maravich's response to all that?
Well, first of all, Davis has been there for like 34 years. Pete couldn't play as a freshman. He was only there for 3. The fact that they're even comparing these two, I think, is laughable. So anything Davis-related, no disrespect to a guy that's played 5 years soon. It's Pete and then everybody else. Maravich is untouchable.
I would say, outside of the literal record, I would say he's probably cheated because the CBI wouldn't let them in. Like, it's a pay-to-play tournament. Like, why wouldn't you take the 27-5 from him? You know he's garnering some national attention just based on that record. But because, for those that don't know the story, because of some random emails that have come through saying, like, hey, we don't want this, we don't want that, you just go with that? Like, yeah,
let Eastern Kentucky and Southern Utah go 108-106 in 3 overtimes because you think people are interested?
And I'm not saying that game's interesting. I'm just saying the record is interesting. But what I was going to say is, based on Maravich's comments, I actually agree with what he said. Are you really going to, like, make a case for a team that was, like, 14-19?
Yeah.
Like, if they were, let's just say, 19-14 or whatever it is, if you reverse the order, I think that would be.
It's how I feel about Koufax and Gibson and Gale Sayers. Not the longevity of some greats, but so good at what they did in a certain amount of time. You should be so secure in your accomplishments, you don't care what anybody else does. That's how I feel about Maravich playing 3 years.
Question number 4.
Here's the real question number 4. I picked a perfect bracket. Just some teams didn't live up to the expectations. As you look at who's left, not much. Who's making up the final 4?
Come on, man. Like off the top
UCLA.
Of
UCLA. Texas. K-State and Creighton.
Wow. I'll go. Michigan State. UCLA, because that's my pick, even though that means it's at Gonzaga's expense. Texas and Bama.
So two different. Yeah. We're same on the right, if you're looking at the bracket literally, and different on the left.
That's tough.
Man, if Creighton can shoot like they did in game 2, they can beat Bama.
I'll be cheering for Creighton because I'm all in on Coach Mack.
Shane?
Question number 5.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much impact does USC moving to the Big Ten go into Dylan Raiola's commitment?
I've been asking this for a month. and I don't have an answer. Just the fact that you'd play against a team you potentially spurned either way, Nebraska to SC or SC to Nebraska, matter?
I think so. I think it does matter.
It could. Because for whatever the reason, Georgia and Oregon aren't out of it yet.
I feel like you have to keep Georgia around.
Do you?
Yeah. National champion. Back-to-back, right? I feel like you want to just keep that hat on your table. Oregon is interesting.
They're laying in the cut, aren't they?
On Oregon, I mean, you get a lot of perks at Oregon.
They are laying in the cut. So you'll figure out in a hurry if it's a business decision. But Lanning is highly, highly respected in that family.
I'd say it's a 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. It may be high, but I'm going to say 9. I think it has a big impact on his commitment.
Yeah, I'll say 5. Lukewarm.
Question number 6.
Yeah, this one looks tough. The longest drought in college basketball comes at Nebraska's expense. Never winning a game at the NCAA tournament. Looking ahead to next season, how concerned are you about the roster turnover, losing 2 if not 3 of your key guys, and will Fred be the coach to end this drought?
I think there is some validity to the concern next year, because you just don't know. You had a brand new roster halfway through the year than from what you did at the start of the year, but you still had your 2 of your core guys that were a part of that. If Tominaga does not return, you're going to have to find some scoring. You're going to have to find some size. You're going to have to find a facilitator. You have to find a lot. It's all brand spanking new. So that concerns me. Will Fred be the coach to end the drought? I will say no.
I'm probably going to agree. Because I wasn't even, and I know what people said, you know, I know what Coach Hoiberg, I know what Trev said about, you know, Fred coming back and things like that, but things change. It's so fluid all the time. And listen, those athletic directors talk, and they're in all sorts of those meetings. And all of a sudden, some other names pop up as, like, potential candidates. And I think it can kind of get you to reconsider. And maybe it's not this year, but maybe it's pretty soon. Like, I mean, if a Darren DeVries becomes available for Drake, from Drake, does that change the way you think about Coach Hoiberg?
I think so.
See, those are the things that are pretty fluid, right? So all these guys are in on these coaching searches, and hey, you know, such and such is taking a call, or nah, he's staying put, or ah, he's good where he is, don't make a run at him. Oh, but you know what? He's interested. And it's like, oh, really? I was kind of dead set. But could we get this guy? Depending on who it is. I just use DeVries as an example because he keeps making NCAA tournament appearances. And with Tucker comes a lot of relationships with some other local players. Maybe that's something you take a look at.
You had me thinking. You got me really thinking now.
You know me. I don't sleep. It's a cousin of death.
Literally and figuratively. Shane?
Now one of Damon's favorite games and one of Shane's favorite games.
The game where I have to write stuff down?
Well, maybe not so much Shane.
Yeah, Shane, this would be the game.
Yes, it's 2 for you.
All right, let's do it.
Wow.
Oh boy!
Do you like the nasally whole thing that I do for Shane?
I sure do.
Yeah, you know.
And I don't know how do you do that without pinching your nose?
I don't know. It's just I've been around Shane for a quarter of my life.
You've been practicing,
literally a quarter of my life. I've been around this little dude. I got it down pat.
It's two for you time presented by Dingman's Collision Center. Dingman's is your one-stop shop for all your car needs. And if you need your car repaired, go over to Dingman's. They have an awesome give back program to go along with it, where you, the customer, get to choose who Dingman's ends up donating to. They've been in the business for over 25 years, family owned, family run. This is Dingman's Collision Center, and it's two for you. Let's play. Shane, you're playing this one.
All right,
okay. I don't think you got to play last week, and you're going to play against your good
this
pal.
This is like free money. I don't know why folks wouldn't beat this up.
888-638-4876. You could win up to $40 at Hail Varsity Club. But, yeah, you know, it is low. Low on the caller log when it comes to.
Unless you're Bent Trent.
Yeah, unless you're Trent, because Trent probably has eaten here for free at least once a week.
I tell you what, if somebody wants to give me $20 every week,
I'll call in. I mean, you don't have to do much, right? You pick two people, and they do all the work for you.
Mm.
DB, you're playing with Shane.
Let's go, Shane-o.
All right.
You guys ready?
Yep.
Shane, you got music?
Yeah, I can play some music.
Well, I think that's part of the deal, isn't it?
All righty.
No.
A condiment.
Do you know what that is, Shane?
A condom? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, he didn't.
All right.
He
went go there. To the next question.
Are you sure?
Can you imagine Shane squirting out lambskin on his plate?
Oh, wow.
What? Pardon?
Lambskin on the plate, really. Is that what we call it nowadays?
Oh, stop. Question number two.
I can't even believe you said it.
An infraction in hockey.
Okay.
That's a tough one, but we'll go.
Not okay. Really. There's only two.
A round of the March Madness tournament.
A tough one.
No, there's only two. It'll be fine.
You're an idiot. God, this would have been great to have a caller. We should have my man Jay hit us up.
We should. Last one, something you'd see on the American flag.
Okay.
Tough. I see what you did there. Could be either or. All right, I'm ready.
All right.
Will I be mad at Shane?
Playing for pride right now. A condiment. 3, 2, 1.
Ketchup.
You won't be mad just yet. An infraction in hockey. 3, 2, 1.
High sticking.
What was your other one outside of tripping?
Either hooking or tripping.
Mm-hmm.
What would you have said?
I probably would have said tripping, but before I said hooking, I probably would have said roughing.
Yeah. I just was looking for one word.
Mm-hmm.
Is mine not an infraction?
Yours
is. It
okay.
is.
Okay.
Okay.
You said just two, so that's
I think
meant
the easy
two answers,
two easy ones,
right?
Where,
oh,
where
gotcha.
I would have gone with either tripping or hooking.
Okay.
Right. Remember when he said closet and the answer should have been under the bed because it's easier.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
It's
oh, wait.
Just.
All right.
funny guy.
A round of the March Madness tournament. 3, 2, 1.
Final four.
That's the right answer.
All right.
I thought Shane was going to say Sweet 16.
We're 2 out of 3.
And that would have won money.
What if he would have said Elite Eight, which no one would have said?
Round of 64.
Field of 68. Yeah.
The play-in game.
Yeah. Oh, I'd have lost my mind.
And something you'd see on the American flag. 3, 2, 1.
Stars.
Nice work, boys. 3 out of 4. Shane, you may be getting better at this game.
Air dap.
Oh,
Lord.
Thank you, Jessica Cootie.
Yeah, thanks, Jess. Courtesy of the Husker Radio
Thank
Network.
You, too, for you. And Dingman's, thank you, Sports Six Pack and Zipline Brewing. Coming up next, Kevin Suits here on Coffee and Cream.